Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. It is Wednesday, January 15th, y'all.
Yes, 2020.
It's 2020. We are stepping highly into 2020. It's already the 15th of the month, so you know, this year ain't going to play with us. It's not
halfway in the month already. I can't believe it.
It's not going to play with us, y'all, but welcome, and I hope you all had a wonderful weekend, a wonderful last week. Yes. Welcome to a new day, a new beginning.
It was a good one.
It was.
We had a good weekend.
We're going to tell y'all why.
We had a good weekend.
We got a great show for you all today. And we're also, before we get started, I wanted to just start off with doing a quick little mini Shelby's World celebration for our co-host. It was her birthday on January 12th.
So next year, get ready because we traveling and having a birthday party when we come back from vacation.
That's right.
Come on now. Yes.
So we're gonna do a quick little toast to her, y'all. So give me 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Not a toast.
Yes, a toast.
A toast. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. This is
a toast,
you guys.
Because to me, I tell my children all the time, I firmly believe in this. But your birthday is your new year.
Yeah. So that's what I believe too.
Yeah.
I believe that too. And so, I had the mindset at the beginning of the year.
You're doing
year.
Your thing
I'm
now.
12 days in.
So we go. This is just wine, y'all. We're going to drink us some wine. I'm a little.
We're going to get tipsy.
Just a little bit. Just to let her celebrate her birthday in celebration of Queen Candace.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All right.
So I'm going to do a quick little toast for y'all. Happy New Year. Welcome to your new year. And we at Shelby's World Podcast wish you the greatest 39th birthday, the greatest year of your life, because 2020 is going to bring in prosperous beginnings and vibrations and all kind of excellent things. So thank you for joining us, and thank you for bringing all your vibes to the podcast.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Shelby's Podcast.
Yes.
Queen's Movement. Get with it.
Yes, y'all.
That's some good wine. What kind that is?
That's Riesling. It's by Barefoot. I like
that's good.
Yes, I like that. It's pretty good. It's one of my faves.
Yeah, Barefoot makes them. Their Moscato is good too. It kind of tastes like that a little bit.
It does. It's just got a little bit more of a drier taste than the Moscato. It's not as sweet, but it's still good. I love it.
All right, guys, let's get started today.
So tell the people why you had a good weekend.
Oh Lord, y'all, I had a good weekend. I have not been out in, oh my God, like really been out back to back like I did. Saturday night, I went to the moon for the first time in probably like a long time. It is something that I probably will not do again.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Because I came out of there smelling like straight tobacco smoke, my hair, my clothes, everything straight tobacco smoke. But it was fun. I got to see Jeezy, I got to see Trina, I got to see Juvenile. So it was actually fun to go and celebrate Dip Week because it's his birthday. I think his birthday is on the 9th of January. Mm-hmm. And it was the 23rd Dip Week. So it's like
it was like it's been a lot of Dip
Week.
That's
a lot of Dip. What he started, what, when we was in high school?
It's 23 years ago, so you know it.
Like, ninth grade year, because we've been out of school 20 years this year.
Jesus.
So I did that Saturday and Sunday. We did, oh my God, my head, it just went blank.
Social lounge yes.
With our friend Tavion Moore. Yes. Very nice, laid back, hip-hop and R&B, we must add. Really 30 and up, but he'll let the 25-year-olds in, but... I mean, real nice. It was classy. I enjoyed myself. Another friend of mine set up the booth and everything with balloons and stuff like that. And we just had a great time, you guys.
It was a good vibe.
It was a good vibe. And I will be going back. It won't be an every month thing. But I will be going. Now, maybe in the summertime, because just to have something to do.
And it's always something to do. That's for the, I don't know if it just feels good to go because it's a Tallahassee resident hosting the event.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, the most of us residents are coming to support. We're home.
Always.
So, you know, we're going to support it. But it's a nice event. He always doing something good.
And I like supporting him. Like, I miss El Patron, but you know. But things he happen, it but it's actually better. And he was even asking on Facebook about comments, for people to give their comments, their opinions, things that he needed to actually improve. People was talking about the AC and everything, but I don't know, because I ain't have no problem. I was looking good. Bathrooms was clean, all of that stuff. So I had a great time. I enjoyed my birthday. I enjoyed the celebration, bringing it in on Saturday night and continuing on Saturday. And I'm just grateful. I'm blessed. And I'm just ready to live out this 2020, this next decade, and everything else that God has in store for me. Because I know it's nothing but good things and prosperity. So thanks again, Shelby, for the toast. And let's get started.
Yes, ma'am. And yes, and we're going to go ahead and give Savon a thumbs up on the social lounge. That's our review.
Yeah. And we'll be back.
So it was lovely. We had a good time.
Great time.
So before we get started today, I definitely want to give out our wonderful fact of the day. I always find some interesting facts. They're not like facts that's gonna be like, but it's just something that's gonna make you like, well, dang, I didn't think about that, or I never knew that. But today's fact is: popular hotels in New Orleans put grease on balcony support poles during Mardi Gras, so drunks can't climb them.
Wow!
Isn't that interesting?
Ooh. Like, really?
Yeah, yes. and I don't know. Like, to me, that could be kind of
dangerous too.
Yeah, and then it kind of could kind of defeat your purpose, because you're doing it so they're not climbing the pole to hurt themselves.
Yeah,
but aren't they gonna?
They're gonna still climb the pole and still hurt themselves. Slippers, grease.
Grease. Yeah.
Okay. Is it fried or chicken?
I was like,
is it fried or chicken? Like, which one is it? I know that's, hey, they do some crazy stuff in New Orleans during Mardi Gras. So, not even during Mardi Gras, I went during Essence Festival before, and it was
things done differently.
It was so much going on. So much. People out there selling the marijuana, lollipops, and everything. So, hey, you know.
Oh. Nice. I ain't never heard of them though.
They was out there. I don't think they was real though, because then we end up seeing.
That's what
I'm
saying. I don't see.
We end up seeing the people on the news, and they were saying that it was a scam. They were from Chicago. So you know, hey,
yeah, I better be careful.
Be careful.
And anyway, with stuff like that, you gotta be careful. So
with a lot of stuff, because it's a lot of stuff going on that we really don't know about. But everybody out here just selling everything.
Yeah,
even comes down to the CBD oil.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling it in the Circle K.
I saw that. I don't trust that.
Mm-mm. So be careful, guys, with products and stuff.
Be careful.
You're actually getting this stuff. So let's go, Shell.
So our quote of the day is: if you want to achieve greatness, stop asking for permission.
Oh.
Author Anonymous.
Just do it.
Okay.
That's all it is.
I like that.
I like that too.
I like that.
You posted that today?
No,
you got to post it.
I know. I always put it under my caption for the podcast, but I actually need to say this.
Yeah, you need to actually post it.
Because people always wait for somebody else to tell them when to go and do it. You might need to be pushed a little bit, but as far as somebody actually telling you how to go dive into your greatness, dive into your life, it should be already in you.
Yeah.
And a lot of us don't have that. And this quote is
how that person that could drive
you. Yeah, push you.
That mentor or that life coach or that accountability coach.
But don't feel like you even asking for permission. No, they're just helping.
They just helping you.
And assisting.
And probably calling, did you do this?
Yes.
Did you do that?
Reminding you.
Reminding you and pushing you and giving you a little bit more motivation. But You gotta do it on your own. You gotta drive yourself to your greatness and your destiny and where you're trying to go. People will come along the way to help you, but it's still on you.
And if it's not, and everything isn't founded in us. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it does take people to kind of like say, when you're talking to your friends and your peers and your family about things that you're interested in, that's your way of allowing people to know what it is you need assistance with, or what you might need a little bit of support with.
Yeah.
Everybody don't know how to ask. Mm-hmm. And if you see you dealing with somebody like that and they're telling you things, just kind of pay attention to that and pick up on some of those things, because everybody don't know how to talk. Mm-hmm. And it's too many devices now that are teaching you not to talk and showing you shorter ways to get through conversations. So they're really taking away communication for this new time. And we don't want that to end. So that's why we're here to push things like podcasts. Podcasts are a way of keeping you tuned in to what's going on, especially when you're not always aware. I know things that are going on daily that I have no idea what's going on. I be feeling like I'm in a bubble. Like, literally, I said, do I have a boring life or something? Because,
no.
Like, why don't I know?
No, you don't.
But I know. But it's just the fact that, but you can't keep up with that. You can't keep up with all the stuff that's going on.
It's so much going on. There's no way that you'll be able to keep up.
No.
That means you ain't even...
You're not living for you.
Yeah, you ain't tending to what
exactly, because you're trying to keep up with other stuff, and there's people living like that. So
yeah, it is.
But we're going to start off with our first topic today, y'all. And I hope you all, again, are having a wonderful week.
Yes.
And that you're speaking positive into people, and that you're being receptive of positive.
Positive affirmations.
Exactly. We were just talking about that. Candace is listening, was listening to a new affirmation tool app. And...
Well, the power, what is it? The power and positive thinking. And I can't remember the author name, but it was it's actually an audiobook on YouTube. And it's just, he's just breaking down your thinking process and how you should think and how stuff actually manifests if you're thinking negative or positive. And the more you think positive, the more things. And he actually, on the, as he's reading the book out loud and giving you little nuggets that he's dropping on, and it's actually another lady on there that's doing the audio, that's on the audio book all too. But they're giving you different tips that you can actually do, that you can write down, that you can do on an everyday basis. And he also gives some examples of different people's lives that actually was it was one lady, he actually said she used to always be thinking about her children, them getting in an accident, them eating the wrong things, what they got going on in school, just all these type of different things that she was thinking that was negative. So she went to him, and he started just teaching her different things that she could think about when the negative stuff started coming. Just start thinking about something else. He even told her to start actually like praying. And he used the 23rd Psalm. Like, how can you say the 23rd Psalm if you don't believe in the 23rd Psalm? And if you don't know what the 23rd Psalm is, go to Psalms 23. Read it. That's something that I actually first learn. I think that was one of the first prayers that I actually taught my kids to actually learn too. But I just been listening to these positive affirmations on YouTube, reading different quotes and stuff that's positive, and just trying to manifest good positive energy into my life. But listening to it has been very mind-opening and everything. And it was one more with a lady. Her and her husband always was together, spending time together and everything. And then they ended up like separating. She ended up starting doing a lot of social events and stuff that she had going on. And the husband, he just started like hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that from what he said, it went on for a couple of years. And the husband asked her for a divorce. So she went into her pastor. She talked to her pastor and asked her pastor like, what? You know, he asked me for a divorce. What do I need to do? He actually told her, go home, sit down, think about all the things that y'all used to do together that was good, that made you feel good, made you feel happy, that you know that both of y'all was truly happy. And start thinking about those things and start manifesting. So she told her husband, well, let's take 90 days before we go on with the divorce. 90 days passed. They started back golfing, spending time together. The 90th day, she said to her husband, well, do you still want the divorce? He hadn't forgot all about that. He asked her for a divorce 90 days later. So, it works. Well, and it actually works. Like, when you think positive stuff do happen. So
it's the negative, that you let win. Because that's what the man stopped that from her. Like, with the, you said she was always thinking of anxiety. She had anxiety about her kids. So, she thinking about all these things. And he teaching her ways to interject other thoughts, so that she wouldn't think about that. So, like, it's what you think and what you speak actually has power.
It does. And he said, even like most people do their most thinking in their car. And I know I am a victim of that. I'm in the car.
I do a lot.
I'm thinking about everything.
I don't even have my radio on sometimes. So,
because you just think, I'm constantly thinking. And he was like, even in the car can have you just constantly thinking about stuff. Even the stuff that we watch on television, the stuff that we actually listen to. It's just so much stuff that I don't even think a lot of us even realize what we letting go in our bodies, through our ears, through what comes out of our mouth. So you gotta, guys, you gotta really be careful. You really gotta be careful. And the more you learn and educate yourself, the better off you will be. So, you know, always educate yourself on new things, especially if it's something positive that can push you in the right direction that you need to go to. But let's go, Shelby. Let's get on. Let's get to this first question.
Yes, we're gonna start off with the topic today, and it's what we got three. We got three that I kind of wanted to dive into. We're going to spend a whole lot of time on them, but I definitely wanted to kind of have a conversation about these because they've been on, I always write down my topics like a week in advance. So then by the time the week over and I'm coming closer to the show, I've been unchanged. You got to remember, I said I am a Pisces now. So,
yes.
So, like, if I wake up that morning and that's on my mind, that's what I want to talk about. You know, so, but yesterday, this is what I woke up with on my mind on a Tuesday. And I was like, I want to see if Candace want to talk about this then. I ain't even asked this time. I just said, look,
this is what we're talking about.
This is what we talk about.
She did do that. She texted me.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about tomorrow. I'm like, okay, let me do some quick research. But when I love, like, oh, okay. The first one most definitely we can talk about.
Yes. That's why I put it as number one, because I had it switched at first. I had number three as number one. But then I switched them back. And I'm like, okay, we're going to talk about this. But the first topic is boundaries. Mm. How important are they in life, relationships, friendships, familyships, etc.? And I'm going to get, you know,
very
we're going to see what Queen Candace got to say about that.
Boundaries is to me is very important. Because if you think about it, if you don't set boundaries, how would a person know how to treat you? We got boundaries when it comes down just the law, those boundaries, those rules of the, you know. But I think when it comes down to boundaries, you really have to tell people how you feel, what you expect from them, and what you don't expect from them. If you don't tell them that means they'll treat you any type of way, and then you're going to be upset. But you can't be upset if you didn't tell them how you actually feel. So I know with me, I'm going to let you know, especially when it comes to a relationship. I want this, I want that. But I can't say I want this, I want that, and I'm not giving the same thing. So you got to give the same thing. But I think everybody should have boundaries, especially when it comes to relationships. It don't matter if it's friendship, children, husband, wife, work relationships, business relationships, whatever it may be. You always got to have boundaries. And you want people to respect your boundaries. You got to want people to respect your boundaries. And you got to respect others' boundaries also. So, you know, love, life. Let's go.
Boundaries. I when I thought about this topic, I wasn't thinking more along the line of just people in general. I was thinking about business, relationships, separate from, you know, intimate relationships. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about even people that you've grown accustomed to being in your life that are not family. Friends, people that you've kind of adopted into your circle. I was even thinking about those type of things beyond just the people, circumstance, and the relationships, because boundaries change, and
change,
and that's why why this conversation was important to me, because evolution is something that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
If you're with it or you're against it, or if you ain't with it, it's going to happen.
No, regardless.
Changing happens. You're not going to be the same person you were last year. So last year, something I may have accepted in business, or I may have accepted in a relationship, I'm not going to accept that this year.
And that's because of you. You didn't grow.
Evolution. Yeah, I've evolved. And people have issues with boundaries. People have issues with how you perceive your space. People have issues with your level of annoyance.
Yeah,
I mean, people
that's
have,
true though.
They do, like,
that's true.
I at work, I'm one of the most, I'm kind of like a hard ass in general. When it comes to expectations of what you're supposed to be doing, it ain't what I expect of you, it's what you're supposed to be doing. I don't have expectations of anybody. So, but if you already know there's a common goal that you're getting to with this, then there's something already written for you to be doing.
That's
now, whether or not I expect you to do it or not, that's not my problem. It's based on what you're gonna do, because I don't got no expectation for you. You come here to work and do your job. That's all I expect. Other than that,
do your job.
So when I talk to my kids about stuff like boundaries, or I speak to anybody about that, that's what I'm talking about. Make sure that you are clear and very precise about how you want to have things done for you, to you, about you, in regard to you, anything.
That's true.
Just make sure you're clear on that, because you can say it today, and next year you might feel a totally different way. You might want to do all the things in the world sexually, but when you get that person in your face and you look at them, you got a right to change your mind.
Every time, no matter what it is.
So that's my boundary. Don't overstep it. And so that piece was very important to me for that particular reason. Like, I think that we get confused with how people change and how people evolve, and boundaries change.
It does, because you change. Yeah. You as a person, we change. So your boundaries are going to change, especially when you're growing.
Exactly.
So your boundaries will change. With growth, it always going to change.
And even if you start faltering, you start going backwards, even your boundaries going to change. And you might start allowing things you never allowed before.
That's true.
So it's all in where your mindset is, where you are, and how you're growing, and you can't be mad
when you start letting stuff happen that you know that you never let happen before. You can't be mad because you allowed it.
That's what you've shown. And me personally, I'd rather a person think I'm a hard ass than for you not to try to overstep me and step on me in any kind of way, versus a person just think I'm soft.
Yeah. And I need you to think I'm soft. Right. I'm far from soft.
The server co-workers at my job, that was talking about that, because she was like, Shelby, I missed you. I was out for a couple days. Mm-hmm. And baby, she said, it be so much going on when you in here. Like, they don't have no respect. And then when you come back here, just go back to normal.
That's like you having a substitute teacher. The sub come, we out here just doing. We
just doing whatever.
We finna skip class, or we finna be coming up with candy, food, eating
on our phones.
On our phone. Well, we ain't have phones when we was in school.
Well, you know,
we had our pages though.
Right.
So we had pages. Oh, I need to go to the bathroom, so I go use the payphone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But it's like that, you know, people. Oh, like, oh, we can break all the boundaries. We can break all the rules. Look, the teacher ain't here. Mama ain't here. If you got a babysitter, so
that's real.
That's. Hey,
people are gonna do, and whatever they're allowed to do when you're not around, they're gonna do it. Yeah. So just think about it as a respect thing.
It's a respect thing. We
knew what our parents would allow. We knew what not to do around them.
My mom
laughed
now when we tell her some stuff that we did.
Y'all was so bad kids.
But.
We did stuff, we be dying laughing about it now.
Neither, you don't even know the half. But hey, we gotta respect other people's boundaries and everything.
You gotta respect that. But we kind of gave y'all two different analogies of that. So if you fit the bill in one of those and you see yourself being overstepped, take a step back, thoroughly examine that situation, and put in place what you expect.
You got to.
Because this is you. This is your space.
You got to do that.
Yes.
All right. What's the next topic, y'all?
Teachers and their salaries. The lack of pay and the lack of
resources. And you know, Florida is one of the top schools that's underpaid. The teachers are underpaid in the state of Florida.
I found an article on that. Let me pull that up, Chad, because I had wanted to. You remember last week show we was talking about how headlines can be misleading.
Yep. They say Florida teachers are in, I think we're in the top 10.
Listen to this headline for this article about teachers outraged over pay. Shouldn't have to marry a sugar daddy. Teacher.
Who wrote that?
Teachers outraged over pay rally in Florida Capitol.
Oh my God! So that means they was here in.
Girl, they was here yesterday.
Yesterday,
on the 13th. I'm sorry, that was Monday. So it says that teachers, parents, and their supporters brought the Florida State Capitol's downtown to a standstill Monday as they protested what they said had been a systematic attack public education dating back to the 1990s. And so the article is basically
over 30 years.
It's over 30 years. And it has been a downhill. It's been going further and further downhill. We weren't receiving the best education, but there was a lot more uniform in the education.
A lot more now resources it's, and stuff.
Yes. Let me tell you how many. Well, listen to this. More than 3,500 teaching positions are vacant across the state.
Whoa.
The low teacher pay, high-stake testing, and lack of support for instructors have fueled Florida's shortage of educators, demonstrators said. So the decline in teachers is happening. But the fact of the matter is they're having to allow uncertified teachers to teach because of this systematic down decline in the teaching pool. There are 36 high schools with 1,000 students or more that fail to offer physics classes because they can't find certified teachers. 1 out of 8 English classes in this state are taught by uncertified teachers. But they failing the kids, though. How y'all gonna tell me that I'm being taught by an uncertified teacher, but we failing these kids?
That's crazy. That is so crazy. I always said I couldn't be a teacher. And they underpaid.
They got a lot.
They so underpaid.
They very underpaid.
It was like in the state of Florida, most teachers are up under the poverty level of pay.
It says the state is 26th in the nation for starting pay for teachers, for low starting pay for teachers. 26.
And teachers have to deal with a lot. Like, they're dealing with your kids. Mm-hmm. You know, your child. And then your child might be coming to school with issues because it might be issues going on in the household, self-esteem issues that your child may be going through, the lack of confidence, all of that stuff. A teacher has to deal with a lot.
They deal with a lot.
And to me personally, and this is just my opinion, they don't get paid enough to deal with some of the stuff that they have to deal with from the students. Mm-hmm. And then you have students that's so disrespectful.
Well, just think about the fact that if I'm already making $33,000 a year, okay. I live in South Florida. I'm making $33,000 a year. I'm stressed out every day going to work. I'm trying to calm these kids down, save their lives, teach them, give them resources, provide them with things that they can't even get at home. And then also trying to keep departmentalizing my own stressors, putting that to the back of my head. My kids need me. I don't have
that
energy.
$30,000 might not even be enough for her to take care of herself.
We talking about $33,000 in South Florida, where it's $1,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment.
And most of them on different vouchers, programs and stuff that live in South Florida.
Because it's hard.
You gotta have at least two jobs.
And we're lowballing these people that are educators. Mm-hmm. These are people who we're sending to educate our children. And if I tell Jaden and Eric all the time, if y'all went so far up and get ready to leave school, y'all will be homeschooled now, because at this point.
That's what somebody said on the radio. That was like, most people should homeschool their kids. But even with the homeschool, I guess it depends on what grade they are in. Because I know some kids that I didn't went to school with in middle school that was homeschooled throughout elementary school and didn't have no social skills.
But that's the thing. It's different now because they have, if you're in a different homeschool mechanisms or aspects, they have it to where y'all have time to meet up.
And I think they can go actually do field trips, they do all kinds of stuff. They can go to the different public schools and actually play in sports and stuff.
Exactly. Because it's a student at Jaden's school right now that plays softball and she homeschooled. So it works, it depends
on the parent.
It really does. It works in some of their favor. But as far as helping the economy when it comes to our teachers, we need to actually start emphasizing more, wanting more structure placed in their lives, because these are people who are spending more time with our children during the day.
That's 8 hours. And we are.
Yeah.
That's almost 8 hours.
And imagine the ones that's in elementary.
And we talking about, special kindergarten through third grade. those babies still crying. You still wiping their nose. They want their mamas. They still want their mamas. They still, you still dropping them off. They still crying when you drop them off.
They trying to be big kids. They trying to be big girls and big boys, and they crying when we go home. And we talking about dealing with a lot of things. So we got to take that in consideration, Florida.
And some people,
y'all lawmakers, and we need to start reaching out to them more, letting them know where we stand and how we feel on that kind of stuff. Because it's bad for our educators, and
if our kids not getting that proper education that they need, because it's bad. They not getting paid and getting the resources they need. Because I can recall, even when we was in school, I don't remember my parents having to buy all of these school supplies, notebook paper, printing paper for the teachers just to run copies for stuff. Like, to me, I was like, this is crazy.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm so happy my kids are not in elementary school anymore.
I'm
going to
say something about that now. We get in supplies from 30 kids.
Yeah. Because everybody parent can't afford the supplies or just don't buy the supplies.
And then they having to put this stuff up in a closet so it can last all year,
and it don't even last all year. Because I can recall my kids' teachers emailing saying, you know, if y'all could send extra,
I remember that extra
extra paper to school and stuff
too.
Like that. We need extra crayons. We need extra pencils, glue, printing paper.
And then I'm the mom that's gonna definitely. I'm going to send the list in, but I'm also going to have my kid with their own
stuff. With their own stuff.
So they don't even have to depend on what's there.
Yep.
Because that, to me, is for people who can't get it. If you got about 5 kids at a table and 3 on without, that means you're supposed to go pull them crayons and them colored pencils out your closet. That's what they're there for. But it just bothers me. I don't know.
Yeah, because
teacher stuff it's
a lot.
They mishandling the funds in our system, man. Because we paying too many taxes for these people not to be paid well, and we're talking about teaching people. I don't care if they're in public school or private school.
This is ridiculous. It don't even matter. And don't think that's because they're in public, they're in private school that you're getting taught better.
No.
A lot of them are not very smart kids either. And some of them are paid to give grades. I'm just saying. Let's just be honest. We know the wealthy and privileged. Look, the Felicity Huff thing, think about it. Like, them trying to pay for their child to actually go to a university and end up getting caught. Like, and that's a whole nother conversation, because it was a young lady, African American, that used someone's address just so her child can go to a better school, and she ended up getting jail time.
I ain't like that.
Yep.
Because we done been doing that all our life.
People do it every day.
How you going? Now that's jail time?
Jail time.
It's ridiculous.
We wanted
our kids to go to good schools, so we use our mama address, so we use our auntie address. That's how things got done back in the day when you lived in the hood.
And now you can't even do it. Now I think now you have to, like, if you're in a home, you have to show the deeds, or you have to show the lease or something.
Life bill. A lot of things you got to show.
A lot of stuff that you have to show now to actually prove that you live at that residence.
There's still ways to get around it.
We have school choice here. If you turn in your paperwork early on time here in Leon, you have school choice.
But something might happen in March. The deadline is March. But I can do all that, and by May I might get evicted. What's supposed to happen?
Just never know.
It's just things. Life happens, and people shouldn't be held accountable for education.
Yeah, and
that's all I'm saying.
Not to say that the teachers not getting paid, but a lot of them are not actually passionate. That I can remember how my teachers was when I was
growing
up.
That's a whole other topic.
So,
because I remember
that had a lot to do with it too.
But we had a teacher named Miss Scott Honey that taught at Rutgers.
Miss Scott, I remember.
I loved Miss Scott. Miss Scott will put you in your place and love on you all at the same time. You don't have teachers like that no more.
And those are the kind of teachers you need.
We need that, because without that, the teachers now are teaching these kids to not have emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're teaching our kids to be emotionless,
and that's not good. That's not good.
Robots. So that's what's happened. That's why you're getting the type of teachers you get, because of the, and that's why you're getting the type of students you got.
And they're young. Like, you think about teachers. They start teaching like at age 20 to 21. they still kids. Yeah. And then if you're teaching high school kids and you just 21, like, that 18-year-old that's a senior looking at you like, you ain't nothing really? But two, 3 years really? Older than me. Like, what are you telling me that you, like, you my peers? So that goes back to the boundaries but and the respect. And
exactly, because I was about to say, it depends on how you came in there and introduced mm-hmm. yourself. Because if you came in there with a power hit, the look of power on your face, then they're going to look at you with respect and yep. treat you from that accordingly. You want to come in and be buddy-buddy with these kids.
And you can't do that.
You can't do that. Like, come on. And it's okay to be, it's okay to make them love on you and respect you that way, but it's not okay to be like, oh, this my friend. No, this is your student.
And they do say the most kids remember the meanest teachers. Out of all the teachers, they always remember that teacher that was so mean, but that's the teacher that they was like, if it weren't for Miss Williams or for Miss Davis or whoever, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at. And that was the teacher, like, I couldn't stand her then, but now I just love her because she really taught me some stuff. And that's true. I remember my fourth grade teacher when I first moved to Tallahassee. Miss Williams, she was a white lady. And Miss Williams went through a divorce. But after she went through this divorce, like, her self-esteem level was just down. She actually started teaching self-esteem classes, and she actually implemented it into the curriculum in the classroom with us and taught us self-esteem. She wasn't supposed to, but she did. And that boosted my confidence because I was a kid growing up that had problems with reading when I got to Tallahassee. Coming from a small town, coming to Tallahassee was totally different for me. And she helped me. She just helped me and helped me and helped me. And I never forgot that about. And she boosted my confidence by giving me those little tips that she gave the whole class. Because they gave a split class. She had fifth graders and fourth graders. I think it was 12 and 12. 12 fifth graders and 12 fourth graders. So she tried to teach two different lessons. We had an intern, but you know, this is an intern. Mm-hmm. They don't really know nothing. They in training.
They in college.
But she was a great teacher, and she really boosted my self-esteem from that fourth grade year. She really did, and I never forgot her.
Everlasting stuff, like you said, it's the ones that made a lasting impression on you that you remember.
They does.
Because I remember teachers like that from elementary on up that left impressions like that on me.
But hey, y'all, we got these teachers. We got to stick.
We got to start supporting them.
We got to support them.
And we're not going to get the passion from them when they're going in under stress every day. So if we start giving them a little bit of a salary, no, hell no. Mm-mm. We give them a little bit of a salary boost, it might, you know, increase their enthusiasm a little bit more. So
yeah, support teachers, y'all. Support the teachers.
Resources and all. Parents, support teachers and all. It ain't just on the finances. Mm-mm. It's the stress. Like, I can't, when I call you and say, little Timmy in here throwing a fit, I don't need you to be fussing at me about little Timmy telling me I need to get little Timmy
together.
That's
what got to really stop, too.
You can't be telling me it's my problem that little Timmy acting like this. You need to get up here and come handle little Timmy. And then support me. That's what it is. We got to be a team.
Or if you got children like me and Shelby, I'm going to call your mom. Your children start crying and be upset like our kids are. And they be like, please don't call my mama. Please just. But whatever you need me to do, I'll do it.
Might be slightly on the side.
Don't call my mama. Don't call my mama. So it's all about your parenting. And that goes back to the first topic, the boundaries.
Boundaries. Your kids should not be overstepping them.
With no adults. No adults. They should always respect everyone.
I'm that's telling you, boy. Play with it.
Hey. Play with it. You want to.
Now, our last topic of today is about Mr. Maurice Young. They call him Trick Daddy.
Lordy.
And I saw a whole lot of discouraging memes and, you know, terrible things on yesterday.
Paying no attention.
I try not to, but it just, things that caught behind it. You know, Trick Daddy being arrested wasn't a surprise. It wasn't a surprise. That wasn't the thing that kind of like,
how old is
held on to me in his 40s, I believe. It was the way we responded as a people, as a culture. We talking about a man who has lupus. And some of the side effects from lupus is hair loss, you know, the stuff that's going on with his skin. All these different things are side effects from what he's suffering from.
Yes.
And when we picking on those type of things, like make your jokes about the man getting arrested. This ain't nothing new. Make your jokes about those type of things. But we,
not his sickness.
Come on, like I felt that was a new low. Because we already
now, though.
But we already made money. We made liquid money off terrorizing and picking on and doing jokes and mockery of the mentally disabled already.
Yep.
And now we gonna go to now when people got they fucked up out here and we gonna flip the whole script on them and not people start talking care. About their diseases.
They don't care. No compassion. No compassion at all.
I felt kind of sad. I was like, I don't even care about the fact that this man got arrested. And because they're going to pay. Okay, because you know the media. I click on the article. I click on the article because I want to see. It was him responding in the article. So I wanted to see what his response was. And, you know, he looked over the whole fact because this is how they painted him in this story, in this article. Trick Daddy, Maurice Young. Pulled over again. He wrecked his vehicle into a tree. He was pulled. Wow. And when the authorities arrived, he was asleep behind the wheel. And
all of that.
Mm-hmm. This is an article. And then also that they decided to put down all his old priors in the article. All the other times he got arrested.
That's behind him. That's his past, though.
So we're gonna go from this to this. He is explaining why, because he self-medicates. He says that that's his body. He says that the medicine that they give for lupus is detrimental. It causes pain.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've heard that
several times, and I know this for a fact. I know it to be true because I've seen people who suffer from lupus mm-hmm. be under the medication where they in bed for 3 days after they've had a breakout, and the medicine alone is making it like opening their mm-hmm. inflaming their body to more pain. I've seen this inflammation. So. He said he self-medicates. However he deals with himself is on him.
That has nothing to do with us.
But they had to say, they say he got, you know, when he wrecked, he was got pulled over and they found cocaine. When you say I found cocaine, you ain't finna be really painting this whole big old nasty picture of me like you really found cocaine. Oh, Candace, God. These people say they found a little tiny bit inside of a $20 bill. But they painted this picture.
The media will
transcend a whole story. And did say all
and
that
could,
just.
And look, and that could have just been residue. It could have been just like little grains of sugar or something. It could have just been residue.
The leftovers.
Just leftovers from what he did have in there.
Right. And he say, and you know, he was drinking, coming from the club and all this kind of stuff. Okay, so we got down to the gist of that. But why did we have to paint this whole and put this man whole priors in there, like, and then we gonna jump on to the whole mockery train that they already running on this man mm-hmm. and start talking about this man hairline, putting wigs all over him.
Oh yeah, I
seen
that.
They had memes with the man wigs.
I actually seen the picture because I was like, what is wrong with his hair? And then I was like, oh, I forgot he's sick.
So that's all I said when I first seen that. But I didn't think that I was gonna go back on social media later and see that.
What is that? Love and Hip Hop, Miami. Mm-hmm. Even with him on there, you could tell something wrong with him if you didn't know that he was sick.
They said the man been dealing with it in the article for over 20 years. So we talking about a full.
That's a long time.
That's a long time, and we gonna make a joke out of that.
But you, hey, people just cruel these days. They'll make a mockery out of anything. I hate even when the people be in the different stores taking pictures of people because they. It was some matter of fact Sunday when we was at the social lounge. Somebody was trying to get me to take a picture of somebody. The girl had her shoes off and her feet up. I'm like, what we gonna take a picture of that for? That's stupid. The post it to say, who cares?
It's always
post something stupid.
Why
like
and
that.
Why is everybody else ignorant so entertaining to people?
I don't know. I can't.
I expect kids to do that though. Cause I hear my kids like they'll come into the car, come back from inside the store, and they done took a picture of somebody. Like, mom, look, and I laugh with them because they kids. But I'm not about to. I'm not about to be with you with your foolery, mm-hmm. and we full grown.
I ain't even finna be taking no pictures or nobody posting it on, doing no memes on social media. I ain't finna
but
do
you know
none
people
of that.
Doing that because how we get all these memes.
Yep, I'm not finna do that. The cat meme that the people doing all of that stuff. I'm just not finna do it. Matter of fact, I don't have time. Look, I got a couple of social media accounts. And I don't have time. Look, it take me time just posting the stuff on my social media accounts because I'm sitting up here thinking about what I'm going to say. So I don't have time to be trying to do no meme and picking on somebody. I don't got time for that. Look.
I know because my captions be like, child, okay, I done talked too hard. Here you go.
But I'm trying to do spell check and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, because like, I be, cause, and then like your phone be locking up trying to put, man, listen, I don't have time. I just be like, if I'm going, wherever I'm at, that's why I put the name of the place, Play. That's what I used to put. I don't got time. But y'all, thank y'all for joining us today. Yes. We left y'all with some thought-provoking topics today. So I just want y'all to take some time to think about how we allude to our boundaries. Think about how we can support teachers. If you got children, be more of a volunteer.
Yes.
Go do things for the school to assist in your child's education. Because
Ask questions and stuff. PTO.
Indeed. PTO. If your child's education is only being at school, you are failing as a parent. So
yes.
Make sure
stay in
you step that
with
up,
your teachers,
okay?
With the students.
Yes, and let's start taking diseases and mental health a lot more serious.
Because it is,
it's not a joke.
Definitely serious. And don't be claiming it if you really don't have it.
Oh, please.
I was just telling somebody, don't claim if you don't have it, because it goes back to manifestation.
Speaking it into your life.
And you don't want that. You don't want it because it's very serious. And I deal with the other type of work that I do. I kind of deal with people that has mental health. And I mean, people can go from sitting here talking to us in the next 5 minutes, they just snap.
Walking
and you just
be
like, what happened in less than 5 minutes that you just switched like that? But physically, chemically imbalanced. So you got to think about all of that. And man, don't be scared to go get help if you do have some issues.
That's right.
It's a lot of help, a lot of resources out there. So, and if you got insurance, you definitely need to use it and go get you some help.
That's right.
And do not be scared to get help. That's what it's here for. Go sit down and talk to somebody. Inspire somebody this week, guys.
Inspire, motivate, encourage. And you all have a wonderful rest of the week. Thank you all for tuning in today. I like you. We love you. Thank you for always checking in with us and seeing what Shelby's World is about. Comment, share, hit us up with topics. If you want to be a guest on the show, we got some live interviews coming up.
Yes, February.
Y'all, it's about to be like a real movie.
Gonna be good. Queen's Movement, Shelby's
yes.
World. Come on, guys.
So stay tuned. But if you want to be a guest on the show, send me an email to shelbysbistro@gmail.com, or you can always inbox me, DM me, do whatever you, however you want to contact me. Do the same with Queen Candace at J2Couture. Mm-hmm. You can hit her up on Queen's Movement 1 at on Instagram, and you can also hit her personal page, Beauty Mogul. And
yes.
And you know, if y'all following me, Queen Shelby D, Shelby's Bistro, and Shelby's World Podcast.
Yes, support, guys. Look, hey, and if you need us to support you, send us information.
Let us know. Y'all gotta let us know. We will
post
it. And if we're not busy, we can come out. So you just gotta let us know.
We don't mind sharing. We're about supporting other businesses, other people, just our community, period. This is what we're doing. This is what it's about.
This is what it's
about. So.
Hey, so guys. Y'all stay tuned. Y'all have a great week, though. We'll get back with y'all.
Toodles.
Take
See you
care.
Next week.
Bye-bye.